Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The Eureka Police Department and the Department of Alcohol Beverage Control arrested two adults who furnished alcohol to a minor decoy. The decoy solicited an adult male for the purchase of alcohol in the 1500 block of 5th Street in Eureka. 23-year-old Jesse Paul Matney of Hydesville was taken into custody. Matney was determined to be on felony probation as well. The minor decoy solicited a second man in the 1700 block of Broadway. 32-year-old Jason Caudill was cited and then released for violation of furnishing alcohol to a minor. Investigators also conducted several compliance checks of licensed businesses with the same decoys. All the businesses passed. The minor decoy operation involves minors who work under the direct supervision of law enforcement attempting to purchase alcohol from retail licensees in the city of Eureka. The coroner's office has released the name of a man that died in a motorcycle accident. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
In Redway, the coroner's office has confirmed the identity of the victim of a motorcycle accident in Redway. The 47-year-old driver, Donald Fish, lost control of his bike at a high rate of speed and collided with a house. He suffered fatal injuries. The CHP is investigating the cause and have not ruled out impairment as a contributing factor.
Thanks, Dan. The Lower Trinity Ranger District wants to remind residents near Hawkins Bar that prescribed burning on Six Rivers National Forest land will take place this week. Residents near Sawyer and Hawkins Bar and motorists driving on Highway 299 or 96 in those areas may see smoke from the burns. Caltrans announced yesterday that while work on the Mad River Bridge continues, work crews are making headway, and the entire project is scheduled to be completed by the end of the year. As for now, bicyclists crossing the new bridge span heading southbound have two new bike lanes to use, and the detour that was in place has been removed. Work on the northbound bridge is continuing, and the bike detour remains in place. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is receiving reports of possible debris from the Japanese tsunami that occurred in March of 2011, washing up on area beaches. Just because debris is on the beach does not necessarily mean it came from Japan. The North Coast is a natural repository due to ocean currents. The Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services reminds the public that large earthquakes and tsunamis can strike the North Coast at any time, and persons in low-lying areas or visiting our beaches should be aware of their location and the evacuation routes to safety. A new nonprofit has been formed to help the historic 116-year-old Humboldt County Fair weather state budget cuts. The goal of the Friends of the Humboldt County Fair is to raise revenues to fund many much-needed projects, equipment and ground maintenance improvements at the fairgrounds. The group will kick off this year's fair with a sweet 116th fair bash and barbecue on Sunday, August 12th, from 4 to 9 p.m. underneath the fair's grandstands. The event will feature live music by Cadillac Ranch, a beef dinner prepared by Humboldt Delnort Cattlewomen and Cattlemen, and a live auction with Rex Bone. More KINS News, and it's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Over the weekend, multiple robberies impacted the North Coast. Reporter Dan Squire offers a reminder of who the authorities are looking for in a Scotia pharmacy robbery. Here's Dan.
In Scotia, investigators from the sheriff's office are searching for a suspect who held up the Palco Pharmacy in Scotia on Friday afternoon. The suspect, a white male adult in his 20s, about 5'7", 150 pounds, pointed a shotgun at the clerk and demanded oxycodone. He then fled, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office.
Thanks, Dan. Eureka police are also searching for a suspect who robbed the N&S liquor store on 5th Street Sunday night. The suspect is described as a Hispanic male in his 20s, standing at 5'8", with a thin build. He was wearing a bright blue hoodie, long gray shorts, white tennis shoes, and had a blue bandana that covered his face. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. With a KIN, Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.